This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those. In fact, you get to control the content of the site, submit different news items or YouTube videos or blog posts or whatever you want from around the internet, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then people vote as to whether or not they like or dislike the different things that have been submitted and the most liked to make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to get right back here into your phone calls. I believe we've got Andrew on the line in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about a disturbing case out of Fall River, Massachusetts that involves the public pool in Fall River, which is run by the Department of Conservation and Recreation. And they apparently missed a woman who had died in the pool on a Sunday, and it wasn't discovered until some youth broke into the pool at night on early Tuesday morning and found the body floating in the pool.
So wait, the suggestion is that on Monday people were using the pool and no one noticed the dead body?
On Monday, well, actually, it was two days. So, yeah, Monday and Tuesday, because they found it early, I think, Wednesday morning. So basically for 2 days, the body was in the pool. And
how the hell does that happen?
I can't even imagine.
Well, it's fairly easy to happen when the pool itself was cloudy. They actually had health inspectors those 2 days that the woman was in the pool. Had noted on their inspections that the pool was cloudy. They had done the state
so she was at the bottom of the pool?
Actually, they couldn't see. They did tests and found that a person wouldn't be able to see an object lower than 3.5 to 4 feet. Which?
Why wasn't the body floating? Don't bodies normally float?
Bodies don't float in the typically don't float until after 2 days when the gases and everything expand inside the body.
It doesn't seem to be a good sign if a pool is cloudy. I don't think I've ever seen that happen
before.
Yeah,
that's disturbing.
What does that mean? Why would the pool be cloudy? Do you know?
Reasons that the pool can be cloudy. I used to work as a lifeguard at Water Country, a water park in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I mean some reasons would be just the content of the water has particulate matter. Also, if you have people with sunscreen, it can cause a reaction if certain chemicals are used in the water, which requires that the water, you know, be filtered. And
seems like a good idea, filtering water.
Yeah, and I don't know about the technical aspect of keeping water clean, but just that if you're a lifeguard. And they're trained that, well, if you can't see the bottom of the pool, then you have a serious problem because, well, you don't know if...
Right.
So is the suggestion here that, you know, we are in a police state, but police states are bad because the government is a really poor organization to handle anything?
I don't know if you can answer the police state question. You can call about anything you want.
That's true. I'm just asking. What conclusion have you drawn from the public pool in Massachusetts where a woman has laid dead at the bottom of the pool for 2 days because it was so poorly cared for?
Well, what I would draw from that is from top down at that pool, they didn't care about the people in the pool. They either were not adequately trained to know the state law that requires that, you know, you'd be able to see a 6-inch disc.
Whether there be a state, it would seem to me that whether there's a state law or not, if you can't see down through the pool's water, that it's time to shut that thing down until that problem is solved.
Right, and the state law is there, like any, you know, good rule to, you know, basically to show the people who are supposed to be running the pools that, hey, by the way, it's a good idea that your lifeguards be able to see the bottom of the pool.
Thanks, Andrew, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Just incompetence. And, of course, nobody is held responsible. None of those lifeguards or whoever it is that's there to take care of that pool, whether it's an engineer or whoever does that stuff, none of them will be held responsible for this. Maybe a memo will go out, but that's about it.
You know, you think about this, and I would imagine that a private organization is going to do a better job than a government organization. Because how many of the people at this government pool are going to lose their job over this? I doubt very many. Just guessing. But, you know, I never saw Adventure Islands in Tampa, Florida.
With cloudy water.
With cloudy, gross water. And, I mean, you know there's kids peeing all over in that stuff.
Right. Let's talk to Jeannie listening in, oh, man. In Clearwater, the WFLA. Jeannie, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm not in Clearwater. I'm in Dunedin, but it's next door to Clearwater.
Well, I apologize. Our board, I got that wrong. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's a much nicer place than Clearwater. I wouldn't live in Clearwater or Tampa or St. Petersburg.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Jeannie. Thank you.
Well, I'm kind of one way and the other. I have a son who, he's never been a policeman out on the street, but he is a parole officer
mm-hmm.
in California. And they are so lax there. He was originally working in San Francisco, and he wasn't even allowed, you weren't allowed to arrest an illegal alien in San Francisco.
I think it's one of those sanctuary cities or something like that, right?
Yes, it is. So he's very, very, he's not liberal, you know. He's very much the other way.
I bet he feels kind of out of place, felt out of place in San Francisco.
He's not in San Francisco now.
Right, that's what I was saying, he's out of place, yeah.
He went to Napa. He's still a parole officer for the state.
Okay.
He makes really good money, but he has a lot of responsibility. But out there, this is what they do. When the parolees don't come in like they're supposed to, his duty is to go out and find them and bring them in, and of course you have to take them back to jail usually. But
yeah,
what they do in Florida, one man goes out alone. Out there, he and his partner and two policemen go out, the four of them.
Dang.
And the police go in first.
That's a lot of cops.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they don't know what they're going to get into because this was in the city when they did this. There are a lot of drugs in any big city. If you've ever lived in one, you know that.
A lot of people are just pot smokers, so you really don't have anything to worry about with that.
Well, I'm not worried about that at all. If you've ever known a pot smoker, I've never seen one that was violent.
Yep, exactly right.
They usually have a sleep, you know.
So how do you feel about it? I mean, do you think there's a police state out there? That's kind of the question we've been asking a lot of folks tonight.
I didn't think so until I heard that man talk about being arrested and told he had stolen all that stuff. Where was he calling from?
Oh, boy. You know, I'd have to go back to my call screening list to figure that out, and that would take too much time. But it doesn't matter. These things can happen anywhere. We were talking about the SWAT team raids. They happen 40,000 per year across the entire country. There's no reason why tonight a SWAT team won't kick in your front door and kill your dog and possibly kill one of your family members.
What do you mean, SWAT team?
A SWAT team? Are you not familiar with a SWAT team?
I know what a SWAT team is, but why would they kick in my door?
Ah, see, this is what you haven't heard. The SWAT teams will frequently make mistakes.
Because governments tend to make mistakes.
Right, because governments are incompetent and they don't have the correct incentives to do things right.
So they get the wrong address?
Yeah, they get the wrong address. Or they'll get the right address, but they go to the wrong house at the right address or whatever. They mix something up, they go to the wrong floor.
Imagine if it's your next-door neighbor who's cooking meth or whatever, and then they decide, or they just heard that your next-door neighbor was cooking meth, and they come to your door. It's not like they knock and say, "Excuse me, is there a meth lab in your bathroom?" They kick the door open. They use one of these sledgehammer things. They come in with eight guys. They're told that officer safety is the highest priority, which means that if anything, like your parakeet might fly at them, they're going to gun it down with I think that there was this one guy got shot, I think it was 2 weeks, or got shot at 2 weeks ago. Was it 60 shots and none of them hit the dude?
It was more than 2 weeks, but yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. So the parakeet should be fine, but God knows where all those bullets are going to go.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the guy that was shot 71 times.
No, there was another story.
Oh, okay, there's so many damn stories. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it a police state? And if you don't think it is, specifically when I hear from somebody that doesn't think this is a police state, I'm amazed, Mark, that no one has called to take that position. Maybe Americans overwhelmingly have come to this conclusion that it is a police state or it's darn well close. It's Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening. We are here to take your calls about whatever you want, though the topic at hand, if you'd like to comment on that specifically, is the police state. And on Free Talk Live, we've been talking about this country, the United States, so-called, being a police state for many years on this program. For me, as soon as anybody who's peaceful is put into a cage for some nonsensical reason, like having a plant in their pocket, you're living in a police state where things are, if things are prohibited that are not harmful, that are not harmful to others, like you're not bombing somebody or you're not hurting somebody, if you're just possessing something isn't harming
hurting
another
or
person.
Stealing from them.
Right. Or engaging in fraud. If these things are prohibited, just having something, that seems like a police state to me. But it's gone much further than that now, because the war on drugs was kind of like the first inroad into the police state. And then the next inroad was this war on terrorism, which is even more diffused than the war on drugs. At least
both of them have eroded the Fourth Amendment to now that at the point that it's just almost entirely useless.
And they've eroded, not just the Fourth Amendment, but in other cases, some other freedoms. And we're seeing people stopped on the road. We're seeing the TSA spread out from the airports and hit bus stations and train stations. You've got roving checkpoints. You've got stationary checkpoints. You've got all kinds of... Now, I think the state of Texas was looking at having just show us your papers checkpoints instead of using the excuse of having like a DUI checkpoint. I mean, there's all kinds of checkpoints. There are more checkpoints than we can even talk about now.
Yeah, I find checkpoints disturbing. When they're stopping you in traveling, whether it's whatever form of locomotion you're using, and just asking you sort of randomly for your stuff. If you don't have the freedom to move along roads that you're required to pay for, then I think that's what it fits for me. It's not the uniform and it's not the accent. It's the show us your papers.
Yeah, that's like a real heads up. Should be a red alert for anybody that's been in a situation like that. Now, we're going to continue here with your thoughts and your calls on this at 800-259-9231. But first,
you can't buy, you can't watch radio, watch television or listen to radio without hearing gold ads. They're all over the place. And I think it's a great idea to buy gold and silver right now. I think that they're trending upward, and I suspect they're a pretty good place to store your money, as whether it's a hedge against inflation or your mother. I actually
get some gold for your mom too.
Talked to my mom today about getting gold, and I suspect that's where that came from.
Or silver. Silver's easier to get your hands on.
That's true, but as the case may be, if you don't check where you're buying it from, you could violate the first rule of investment, which is buy low, sell high. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
You might could also get some bunk.
It could happen.
If you're not buying from a legitimate dealer that's been around and has a reputation, I'd question the quality.
I think that if they're advertising on the TV, they're probably pretty good. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I would agree with you. I suppose that's a true statement. But it's probably more likely that you'll just pay too much. And before you buy gold anywhere, go to gold.freetalklive.com. Comparison shop there, because we have some great hand-picked gold and silver pieces that I have chosen to be easy to comparison shop. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. To Joe, listening in Florida to WFLA. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, great, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to listen to some of these people about our Fourth Amendment, which is just about gone, like you said. So is our second. They're taking away the guns. Our first is just about depleted. Yeah, we're in a police state. There's not even a question about it. That's why you don't hear any of your listeners saying we're not.
It's amazing. And a few years ago, we would have had call after call of people with the old, you've got nothing to hide, then what's the big deal? There was a lot more of those a long time ago, don't you think?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
This is the United States of America. We were raised, I was raised, this is the land of the free, the home of the brave. There's nothing free. You can't go down the street now and somebody will, the police, for any reason, and they had the catch-all, interfering with their investigation or any kind of a catch-all phrase, they'll stop you, they'll search you, they want your papers. For what reason? This country was based on freedom. We lost it. It's gone. Unfortunately, terrorists, well, they're around. They've been around forever. They've been around.
What could be done, since this is your position is pretty much similar to ours, what could be done to change it? If you believe that those freedoms have been lost, do you believe it's possible to regain them?
The only thing that you can do is get people to stand up, and then people are afraid. You're in a police state, so the fear, the government has placed the fear in the people. The people can't stand up. I mean, I do. I'm one of these people who stand up to the police. I don't take their guff. I've been arrested, but I've never been convicted of anything ridiculous because I stand up. I've actually had a lawyer once and I was convicted of a crime, a misdemeanor crime. After that, I've never gotten a lawyer because they're on the same side.
That's right. The lawyers, if those that don't believe that, the lawyers actually have to swear an oath of allegiance to the court system.
Exactly. So they work with them. You stand up for your rights. If you know your Constitution, and if you are an American, a true American, you go in anywhere and you stand up for your rights and you stand on your ground, the government then backs down.
But in many cases, they do, and not always, but in many cases, over time, if you make enough stands with enough people, they will back down. That's true.
If you have the chutzpah, the guts to stand up and say, this is what we're doing, I'm right, you guys are wrong, and if you are right, and like the one of your gentlemen said, you're not in fear, well, you don't have to have anything to fear. You're born in this country. If I was in Nazi Germany in the time of the war, give me your papers, and that was what it was then. It's not that now. We fought the war to get away from that. We went right back to it.
It's getting worse over time. I think that you've shared some good thoughts, and I thank you, Joe, for the call tonight at 800-259-9231.
This does bear the question. You'll be told over and over again, our boys in green are the military men and women of this country are fighting for your freedom. And I question whether that's true. If they were fighting for our freedoms, there has been a lot of fighting going on.
They'd be arresting politicians.
Right. That's what they'd be doing.
Yeah, because the politicians are the people that are enabling the rest of the system to take away folks' freedoms, to run roughshod over liberty. And, of course, they all could stop it. Like, all the police could put a stop to it by using their discretion. They could look to the politicians' laws and they could say, I'm sorry, we're here to keep the peace. We're not going to enforce these laws. These are clearly bad laws. These laws would violate our people's freedoms, and we're not going to enforce them. But no, they instead use the excuse of, well, I signed on to take this job, and I will do exactly as I am told, how I feel about it.
Even though in the process, when they took the job, they swore an oath to the Constitution. That oath doesn't seem to mean anything. I mean, the idea that a police officer is going to arrest somebody for
taking a video,
or possessing a weapon, when clearly the Second Amendment says that it's the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It says it shall not be infringed.
Yeah, well, Mark, I mean, clearly your interpretation doesn't matter.
Apparently it doesn't. I mean, you know, I thought the Constitution was written in a fashion so that people could read it and plainly and clearly understand it. But apparently we need, nine people in black robes to administer this and tell us exactly what shall not be infringed means.
So I think that what Joe had to say is interesting, because there's this position that sort of the defenders of the status quo will take to suggest that freedom isn't free. And they usually use that cliche to back up the U.S. military. And like, well, you need the military there because freedom isn't free. But the reality of that statement is that freedom isn't free because it is risky in order to be free. You have to do something like stand up, as Joe was saying. You have to refuse to take a plea deal. You have to stand for liberty. You have to speak out. You have to record the police. You have to stand up for other people's liberty. It's not free to have freedom. It takes effort. But to just think that you can just pay taxes and have the military keep you free? Clearly that's not working. It's Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. They're free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. Use their free legal dictionary, watch their free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it at Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate. We've got WILM on board, 1450 WILM in Wilmington, Delaware, which is a great clear channel station down there. So welcome aboard to all of our listeners in Wilmington. And I think our signal actually cuts into the Philly area. So welcome to, it's a pretty populated metro up that way. So
yeah.
Welcome aboard to everybody in that area listening to WILM at 800-259-9231. As you probably have already noticed, Free Talk Live isn't exactly like the rest of those talk radio shows. It's not exactly a conservative or progressive show, and, well, you'll find out, I guess, why we're a little bit different over time. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Well, we are talking about the police state here tonight. It's been a long-time position on this program that the U.S. is a police state, and more people are figuring it out. because, well, as the police state expands, as it inevitably will do, it will be touching, shall we say, more of your lives, more of your family's lives and your friends and your coworkers' lives. And so even if it doesn't touch you personally anytime soon, there's a chance that it will affect somebody that you know. Somebody you know is likely to go to jail for some nonsense at some point, whether it be having a plant in their pocket or not having their identification card in their pocket. A few of our friends were arrested here in New Hampshire a few weeks ago in Manchester at a protest out in front of Manchester Police Department to protest the police violence. They were arrested, violently arrested by these police for not having an ID card on them. I mean, that was it. That's the reason for arrest.
Others, stepping outside in America without some kind of ID on you.
Right. Others, journalists, you know, actual credentialed journalists in D.C. arrested just about a week ago at a taxicab commission meeting for taking a picture of what was ostensibly a public meeting. Somebody here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, arrested just this week for using a video camera in a public court lobby. I mean, it's just all over the place. People are being arrested for things that they shouldn't be touched for in a supposed free country with freedom of speech and freedom of the press and so on and so forth. Clearly, all that constitutional stuff means nothing to these government folks. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brian, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to tell you, first off, I think it's really cool that you guys do have these opinions and you do put it out there, because I think it takes both sides to speak their mind, to keep, you know, so that we can meet somewhere in the middle.
Now, by both sides, you mean those in favor of freedom and those who are in favor of the state and the violent monopoly?
I think people, not in that sense. I think the people have their opinions on certain things. You know, see, I don't feel we're anywhere near a police state.
Oh, really?
You know, just
so what
just
would it take?
Just by the fact that the Mexicans are coming in here every single day, just that just shows that they're coming here for a better life and a better way. If it was a police state and they were absolutely jailed and thrown in jail and you know, without opportunity, without the things that they have, the opportunities that they have in this country that are presented to them in this country, and they're so much better than the country that they came from.
I see what you're saying. And you're saying that the U.S. is less of a police state than the country from which they're, whence they are coming. So, but what are your criteria? What would make you believe this is a police state?
Well, I know that. Well, obviously, if it was, like I said, you know, let me finish some of these thoughts. I'm not going to. There's a million different things you could say would be a police state. I mean,
pick two. What are two keystone things, some hallmarks of the police state that would make it so you, Brian?
They have to wear jack boots.
Come on, Mark.
Okay,
I don't joke around. I'm serious.
If they came in and took your weapons out of your, if you were a very peaceful person and you had no record, no problems, and they came in and took your hunting guns and your weapons that
okay.
you had.
Pause for one moment. That's a real good one. That's a good indicator of police state. So let me bring you back about 5 years now, I think, 5-6 years ago to Hurricane Katrina, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, where they were going around house to house taking guns from peaceful people, including video footage of an old lady actually being attacked by the police
using military people right here in the United States to go around house to house.
Which basically almost had to become a military state due to the looting and the problems that they're
so hold on.
The question isn't whether or not we need a police state. The question is whether or not we have a police state.
Well, hold on. Now, are you making excuses? Because you just said it would be a police state if people were having their hunting rifles, etc., taken from them. And I gave you an example of that happening actually as many as 5 years ago in this country.
Didn't it happen after that the tornado that happened, I think it was in Missouri.
Kentucky or something like that.
Not
a few years
most
after
recent
that.
One.
Yeah. So
guys, as a whole, you have to say that this country prescribes to a philosophy that everybody tries has their own freedoms, and we try our best to do that.
Well, you made a positive statement, and I want to say something to that. In fact, when you check the lists of freest countries in the world, and there are several of them out there, the United States appears to be trending downward, that there are countries that are moving upward, that China, as a matter of fact, is moving upward, and they're, you know, the United States is trending downward.
You can't compare us to China. Are you kidding me?
The Heritage Foundation, have you ever heard of them? They did that. And also the Free the World Foundation. So the Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank here.
People who do this crap for a living say this, not you and I.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back real quick here. Hold on, Brian. I just want to make sure that, because I feel a little cognitive dissonance on this phone call. You said on one hand that I asked you for a specific example of what it would take to get you to think it's a police state, and I gave you a specific example of exactly what you were looking for, and then you denied it.
No, I did not deny it. I said, you didn't hear me. I said that extreme situations cause a call for
Is it justified?
Measures.
So then you agree with the confiscation of the weapons in that situation?
I can't say. I don't know the exact reasons for it.
That was the reason. The claim is it's an emergency and we need to take your weapons. There are people out here looting, so we need to take your weapons, homeowners.
If the owners were not necessarily doing anything wrong in their own thing, then I think that's wrong due to the fact.
So then you would agree that that would be a police state activity then, yes?
I would believe that if they did it without reason, that without cause,
they went house
without
to house,
reason,
sir,
that
they had
wrong.
Reasons. And I doubt that was the case.
I very much doubt that that was the case.
You doubt they went house to house? That's because, and this is the point of view of usually people that don't pay attention. Like we, you know, the folks that give out the platitudes, "This is the freest country on earth," are not paying attention. And you know, this appears to be that circumstance because, in fact, that's what the United States, National Guard was doing. It was going house to house,
and California Highway Patrol
was in Louisiana for whatever reason, going house to house confiscating regular folks' guns. And you can see these videos. All you have to do is go to YouTube and search what gun confiscation Katrina, and you will find these cases. I know you're not
going to because you don't want to know.
You're
citing these things. Now let me put it on the other side. What about the illegal aliens that come into this country? I don't have a problem with illegal aliens. I really don't. But I see them every single day working here in Myrtle Beach, okay? And I love almost all of them because they're very hardworking, very nice people. They come here for a better life.
They should.
Okay?
And there should be a better life here. There shouldn't be a police state. And thank you for the call tonight. People should be able to come here and live a better life without having to beg bureaucrats' permission or pay fines or bribes or whatever.
Let me respond to that. The fact is the government is inefficient at everything it does. It can't stop drugs from getting in its own prisons. And you expect illegal aliens to be stopped? I mean, the government can't stop illegal aliens.
Well, with a big enough police state, he is right. They could ruin the country, and then the illegal aliens won't come. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon. You're just using our affiliate links to essentially let Amazon know that we sent you there. So therefore, they cut us a portion of their profits. I just went and looked for HDMI cables. You know, the high-quality connections that they have these days, Mark? I don't know if you've got one of these yet.
I don't know what it is.
You're kind of still using the old 1990s technology.
What about those little, you mean the colored cables? No,
that's way back. That's old. HDMI is a nice high-resolution cable. It's digital connection. It's really nice. If you were to go to, like, the big box stores, you'd end up paying probably $15 or $30 for a cable like this. I just went to Amazon and got one for $2.99.
Sweet.
With free shipping. So.
No, I do see the value. I don't know what the cable is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a clear value, and Amazon, you can link through at shop.freetalklive.com. Just pick the country that is appropriate for you. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, you may bring up what you like, whether it's on the police state or not. Let's talk to Legalize It Lee, listening in St. Pete. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, first of all, you guys brought up Katrina and law-abiding citizens and having their weapons taken away. Wouldn't that be the first thing that they would need to have in that catastrophic situation, is to be able to defend themselves and against looters
and not have
the National Guard
right,
come and take their weapons?
I would absolutely agree with you.
Right, so their Second Amendment right was violated right there, among other things, their Fourth Amendment.
The gentleman mentioned that, in fact, as long as you're not mentally ill or been convicted of a crime or something like that, as if the Second Amendment says anything about people being mentally ill or having been convicted of a crime. It's just of a crime. It says just the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. As far as I'm concerned, if you're safe enough to let out of jail, you should be safe enough to be able to protect you and your family. I think that ex-cons should be allowed to carry weapons. Mm-hmm. And I wholeheartedly agree.
Being a felon, guys, I wholeheartedly agree. I have four daughters. I would like to be able to go and buy a firearm, which I could, but it would be illegal. My wife doesn't have, which I've heard G. Gordon Liddy say this on national television. I'm a nine-time convicted when I can't own firearms, but my wife can. She's not, and she keeps some of them on my side of the bed. Which I was like, hurrah for that argument. But
if you understand what active possession, you're in Florida, right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm in
active
Florida.
Possession means that that there is not a person standing between you and a firearm. So if your wife sleeps on one side of the bed and it's in her bed drawer, that's one thing. But that also means
she keeps it locked up. So
yeah, it's going to have to be locked.
That's not the problem. Yeah, she keeps it locked up. I don't have a key to it, and so she's
sucks.
The defender.
I just don't want
home.
You to believe what G. Gordon Liddy says when he
right.
gets paid to be a bombastic talk show host. When in fact,
right. no,
maybe he
it.
Doesn't do it at all.
Hey, thanks, Lee. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, sir, at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, Mark, you can relate. You've got a felony in your past as well.
Yeah, and this law that says that felons can't possess firearms, really the only thing it does is it limits the felons that want to obey the law from possessing firearms. Because felons that... Well, they don't want to obey the law. They've got firearms already.
They have access.
I could go get a firearm within hours right now. I could have one. I could go home and shoot my wife if that's what I wanted to do. I don't know why I would want to do that. It seems like a divorce is a
lot
better.
But the law wouldn't stop you is what you're saying.
The law is not going to stop me. It's nonsense.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Captain Ned, also listening in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Mark, first of all, I love the German accent at the beginning of the show. It's very nice.
Thank you.
And, Ian, when you were talking about, I think it was your friend who was a Mexican whose son got hassled at the airport, and you were thinking about what you had to carry to identify yourself as a citizen. All you have to carry is a copy of your birth certificate that identifies you as a natural-born citizen. Now, a U.S. citizen, I don't know what they give them when they swear them in. I have no idea because I'm not a U.S. citizen. But anyway,
you better explain that for the listening audience.
Anyway, let me get to this real quick to help your guys out who got arrested in Keene, who to avoid a John Doe arrest. You absolutely, if you are on foot or a passenger in a vehicle, you do not need a driver's license. All you need is your name and date of birth. That avoids a John Doe arrest.
Well, I'm not interested in giving up information in those situations.
Right, I thought I had the right to remain silent, you know.
Well, I mean, you can remain silent, but they can take you in for that. I'm just saying.
Sure.
I know what they do.
We've had people locked up for 58 days for not giving their name. I mean, they could lock
you
up forever.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's ridiculous.
They just locked somebody up for forever for not filling out a form. He's in indefinitely until he fills out a form.
Well, I don't think you'll be in there indefinitely. But anyway, hey, I had the pleasure of talking to Jay in Massachusetts, thanks to you guys.
Oh, good. Now, this is the guy who is, by the way, just for our listeners that don't know, we had him on Saturday last week, and he told us about how it is he hasn't paid property taxes ever on his property in Palmer, Massachusetts, and the town finally moved against him. They did, they essentially stole his property from him on paper, and then they threatened him with eviction on Monday, was it? It was Monday we went down there, right, Mark?
It seems like
it might have been Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Yeah.
Anyway, we went down there, and we kind of helped to defend his house from aggression. And indeed,
I don't know about you, I just stood around with a camera.
They haven't. That helps, having somebody there, Mark. It's all about numbers, as I was saying before, and video cameras. So there were about 25 people, I would say, out in his front lawn throughout most all of the day. And also Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com and I went down to the town offices with two video cameras and just... They had a field day with those people.
Harangued the bureaucrats.
Yeah, they got exactly what they deserved for trying to steal this man's home. And they never came. And apparently, I did just get a message from Jay last night saying that thus far, they have not come.
He's still in his house.
Yeah, he's still in his house. So Ned, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
All right, guys. Bye.
Yep, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves. I think that's heroic, what Jay Noone has done. That's the kind of heroism and the kind of courage that we need to see more of, in my opinion. And one of these days, they're going to push me so far, I feel like I'm going to have to do it. I just don't know how much longer, Mark, I can take paying to have my friends arrested.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens when you're talking about situations of paying property taxes. Your property taxes go to support these police organizations. If they're hassling you and your friends for things that appear to be immoral and appear to be illegal, then... Well, what are you supposed to do? but withhold your taxes. I mean, this is what the founding fathers did, right? In America,
and they died, some of them, for it.
It seems to me you should be able to secede yourself from whatever municipal organization or, you know, whatever state organizations exist.
Hey, Mark, if you don't like it, you can leave.
Well, right, I can sell my property, and you know, I suppose they call it sell. You know, sell your property, turn over the rent to somebody else, and then leave the country. But, you know, to me, I don't think that's an operative answer to that question. I mean, just because I leave one unfree place and go to another unfree place, that satisfies the person who says, well, love it or leave it, with, well, now they're out of my hair.
Let's talk to Paul, listening to WCLO in Janesville, Wisconsin. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
You got me so off track now, it's unreal.
Well, go wherever you want to go. Go ahead.
Well, we'll start with those who give up liberty for security in the end will have none.
Indeed, either.
And we'll go with that. And I've been paying my taxes under protest for 7 years in Wisconsin. And you have the right to pay them under protest. And
well, yeah, they'll cash your check regardless of what you say.
Oh, yeah, they cash it. But in the end, that's the best I can do. I'd like to keep my property. I own 15 feet below ground and about 31 feet above ground. And that's all the government does. You have no mineral rights. Anything under your property is not allowed. And the skies are not above. And that used to be a saying in this country. I own all the ground below me and all the sky above me, and you don't.
Paul, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yes, it is. Run with it.
Thanks for the call. I don't know. I have no idea.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But he's upset.
Yeah.
He's paying his taxes reluctantly. Through fear, which is why I think a lot of people pay taxes.
Right, and this is this is the suggestion that many statists will make. Well, look at all these. What's the big deal? What are you guys complaining about? So many people are just, you know, they're going, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Don't you want our services?
As the heat gets turned up on the frog, everything's fine. I mean, you know, that's what you have to whisper to frogs to keep them in pots, right?
1-800-259-9231. Still enough time for you and your thoughts. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're going to continue here. Hour number three is imminent, and still, as I say, time for you. If you want to share your thoughts. So maybe you're somebody that thinks this isn't a police state, and you'd like to give us... We finally did find one guy! One guy so far in 2 hours who was willing to say that it's not a police state and was willing to actually give us his criteria for it becoming a police state. We actually met his criteria for it becoming a police state, and then he denied the criteria in the first place. 800-259-9231. What's your criteria? Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.